Christy Lee is at her post at the Bob and Tom news desk. Chick McGee across the way. I have a great letter. Christy, I was waiting for you to get in here before I read this. Dear Bob and Tom, this is from, I guess I can use your name here. Let me double check how it doesn't say. This is from a young lady named Sandy.
Okay.
Dear Bob and Tom, today I needed a female ultrasound procedure that involves a special camera mounted on a phallus-like device.
Right.
Then she writes, Christy, you're probably familiar with
that. I just had one last week. Very familiar.
Okay.
And they have a monitor there so you can see everything.
Yes, they do.
The nurse practitioner was surprised I had not been informed about the details of the procedure, but she said I could either get another appointment or soldier on. So I figured,
why not?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
She says the nurse practitioner marveled at my perfect uterus.
Wow.
She said, wow, this is a perfect uterus. She went on, look at this.
Look at this.
These are your fallopian tubes.
Uh-huh. They're perfect.
Here are your ovaries.
Yeah.
This is medical book perfect.
Huh.
Very clean. Mm-hmm. I started to chuckle. I was trying to suppress laughter.
Uh-huh.
Then the nurse practitioner kind of laughed and said, well, I guess you wouldn't really know.
Yeah, how would she?
What she didn't know was I was thinking of a joke from your show.
Uh-oh.
I believe it was Bob who told the joke. The punchline is, that's because I have a man who comes in and cleans twice a week.
That's the old,
I love that
old,
one.
Old joke. I think I told that, but I originally heard it from John Fox.
Well, that's a classic.
Uh-huh.
I wish mine would have been perfect.
Oh, really?
Well, can we see some photographs?
Yours look like it's been in a car wreck or something?
No.
All right.
Mine's tilted a little bit.
Tilted?
No kidding.
Yeah. Really? A little off kilter, huh?
The room's getting humid. I
couldn't kidding. Tell us more.
Hey, did the Bob and Tom show this morning? Christy's uterus tilted.
Yeah.
I think someone was playing pinball with it too hard.
All of a sudden, we got a bar game. We got a T-shirt for you. You can tell us what of Christy's is tilted.
Home of the tilted uterus.
No, that's a very common thing, actually.
A tilted uterus?
Yeah, it's very common.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean, it's not like it happened over. I was born that way. It's not something that you get.
Oh, it's not something that happens over time.
Does it come from your feet being up by your ears all the time?
No, honey, I'm sorry.
Chick, I would suggest that, judging by the tone of that retort, that sounded about one step away from calling a lawyer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting up in there
today.
And
luck,
rooting around.
A little exam.
It's kind of interesting.
What is?
When she did that, I kept saying, please tell me there's a baby in there. Because, you know, you get kind of reminiscent. And she goes, nah, I can't do that.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what you mean.
And what would your reaction have been had there been a baby in there?
I would sue a doctor.
See, there you go. All right.
That procedure is only 99.9% effective. Oh, great.
So it's okay. Tilted, huh?
Yes, you knew.
Yeah. You know. You noticed that.
I wish I could finish this joke.
Big light on
you
her.
You were in there. Remember you banging in against something?
He's never been in there.
You have it?
Stop it.
No.
God, no. What do you think?
You could finish this line at home if you want.
All right, go ahead.
If it's tilted, it would be the Leaning Tower of, well, it wouldn't be Pisa.
No, but it starts with a P. I got you.
How am I going to learn to shut my mouth?
I don't know.
God.
Sounds like a ride at a...
What,
tilted uterus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to go more with tilt-a-vag. Sounds like somebody.
Yeah, that's a tilt-a-whirl. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that?